A lot of people recovering from the fires or attempting to at this point, and that is actually going to lead us in a slightly different direction in this month's edition of Savor, our food segment. We celebrate food and eating once a month in a special segment we call Savor. Our regular partner and segment producer is Will Smith, an Ashland-based food stylist with a deep knowledge of food and its preparation, and boy, can he make it look good, too. Will keeps the focus on the seasons of food, on what is fresh and ready to eat now. This month, the focus has to expand to take in the major food issue in parts of the region at the moment, how people feed themselves when they've been burned out of house and home. So, Will Smith, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. You're in there somewhere. Will?
Oh,
yeah, we got you. Okay, good. Yep, we got you. Okay, so Will's recipe, I should point out, is this month for a lasagna that will feed a crowd, which is highly appropriate for the moment. Our guest is Marcy Champion, the Food Programs Director at Access, Inc., the community action agency in Jackson County. Marcy, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Will, walk us through your own thinking about this and rejiggering the segment as this date approached.
Well, it's so funny, you know, just thinking back to meeting on the radio last month, I just think that we all aged, I think. It's like it's been a very long couple of weeks. But it is the end of the growing season, and there are some amazing things still happening. Tomatoes are still on board. And then what happened 2 weeks ago was my neighbor came over and dropped me this gigantic bag of about 25 zucchini, and I was like, what am I going to do with 25 zucchini? I'm a diabetic since I was about 40, so pasta's sort of a no-no for me anyway, so I just thought that this was a great idea. And then, of course, with the fires, it's a great way to use up this month's produce, and also you don't have to look very far to find a family that might like that.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah, zucchini, the gift that keeps on giving, huh?
Totally. And, you know, and then it's not that interesting of a vegetable, really, but I really, really love this, being diabetic, and it just really gives you that same sort of texture as a lasagna noodle, but you're using actual sliced zucchini for your layers.
Okay, so no actual noodles in this. The zucchini is doing the work of the noodles. That's excellent.
Yeah,
okay,
I could have a gigantic plate and there's like zero effect on my blood sugar, which is excellent.
That's amazing. Okay, we'll get into the specifics of the recipe in just a little bit. Let's bring in Marcy Champion from Access Food Programs Director. Give us the long view of this year first, Marcy. I mean, this must have been a very challenging time even before the fires hit for any and all food relief programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously with COVID hitting when it did, we had to make some adjustments to the way we were getting food out to people. So if you look at our food pantries in the area, normally they operate in what we call a shopping style. So it's just like if you were to go to the grocery store and choose the things that you want, and they'd have people help them with that. When COVID hit and the restrictions came into place in terms of gatherings inside, we had to think about what that looked like in our food pantries. And so we had to shut down that shopping style. So we've been building food boxes since March. And so these boxes have 3 to 5 days worth of food in them, non-perishables. And then we also provide produce. But we're having to operate our pantries through a kind of a drive-through style. So people drive up, we're trying to maintain the 6-foot distancing, you know, people wearing masks, and they're getting those boxes of food. So already we were kind of dealing with, having to pivot in a different direction earlier this year. And then, of course, with the fires, we've seen, a shift again in the way people are needing to receive food and the kinds of food that they're needing to receive. So in the past week, well, I guess it's 2 weeks now, we have been packing bags of what we're calling like convenience foods. So foods that if you have lost your house or maybe are not able to be in your house, you can eat those foods without having access to a kitchen, a place to keep things refrigerated. So, you know, things that you can kind of pop the top on and eat. And so that's been our focus in the last couple of weeks here at Access.
With the convenience foods, is it hard to find the ones that provide the right kinds of nutrition? I mean, it seems like a lot of stuff that you can just crack open a box or a bottle or something tend to be kind of carbohydrate heavy and a lot of calories that can potentially be empty.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not ideal. A lot of sodium. And so at this point, we really just want people to have food. And so we've, as much as possible, we try to get the healthier stuff. But, you know, for protein options with pop-top stuff, you're kind of limited. So we've tried to keep a good variety in each bag. We typically have about 15 to 20 items per bag. And that includes, you know, fruit cups and vegetables are kind of hard. There's not a lot of pop-top vegetable stuff you can do. But it's pear season, so we're trying to make sure people are getting pears, so there's some actual fresh stuff going out. And, of course, this isn't going to be a long-term solution. You know, people are going to be going back into living situations where they do have access to kitchens. So we're going to have to next start dealing with people doubling up their living arrangements and what that looks like in terms of quantity of food that we're getting out.
Right. Okay, we'll come to that in just a moment. This is our regular food segment, Savor, here in the Jefferson Exchange with Will Smith, our partner, a food stylist and cook. And Marcy Champion joins us from Access, the community action agency in Jackson County, where she's the food programs director. Questions, comments, welcome from you on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Marcy, let me take you back a step to the pre-fire zone. At some point, did you feel like it hit a rhythm, like things were smoothing out in accommodating both social distancing and nutrition needs together?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually stepped into this job in April, and everybody keeps telling me it's going to go back to normal. And I keep saying, well, this is my normal. So, you know, from what I understand, this has always been just a phenomenal team here, and they've always done really good work. So pretty quickly when COVID hit, they had a system in place, and I stepped into that after it had kind of gotten started. But yeah, we definitely, you know, we're very serious about the social distancing and the masks, and so we've got people that their job is to pack these boxes, and they've, you know, got the tables, each table is 6 feet, so you get a good idea of that distance. So yeah, we've got a good system in place to get those things together.
You mentioned pears and other fresh produce that's coming in from the region right now. Is there are you getting stuff from smaller gardens and stuff too? I'm trying not to ask the zucchini question in a flippant way, but there it is.
Yeah. So we do get a lot of produce from area grocery stores that we collaborate with through a program we have called Fresh Alliance. So we send out trucks every morning to pick up. Produce and other foods that they need to get out of, you know, out of their stores that they can't sell, and that comes to us. We also do have some of our own gardens, some Access gardens, so we get fresh produce from there. And then we work with local farmers too to get produce.
I do marvel at the moving parts of this, because I know when I stop to think myself about the considerations just of people who are receiving food, and you've already addressed this part of it, the fact that you need to be able to get food to people who can eat without having a kitchen handy, but then you got to consider all the not just their circumstances now and their circumstances once they're able to move out of evacuation centers or temporary lodging, but also you have to think about all the producers and all that stuff. There's a lot of moving parts to a food system.
Oh my gosh, you're right. yeah, there are. There definitely are. There are challenges, but I tell you, we've got an amazing community. It's a very collaborative community. People are willing to, you know, try something new, and if it doesn't work, to, you know, figure out what will work. And so we've always had good relationships with many, many partners in our area. So we've been blessed in that way.
Now, Will, as you look across the landscape, I mean, I know you're pretty well connected in the food community locally, to producers, and you're real big on local food and know your farmer.
Sure.
and all that, but also restaurateurs and everything. And so I imagine you've seen a bit of an upswelling and redirection of efforts in the last 10 days, 12 days.
Well, I think, you know, this community really has to give themselves a pat on the back. There's just so many ways to get involved. Rogue Valley Credit Union, OSF has a big donation center. The co-op is rounding up your invoices, you know, to the next dollar. Mm-hmm. And many, many, many others. When you go to the Access website, their opening page is so chock full of information. I was super, super impressed by that. And again, it is not just about food. It is about shelter and warmth and community and maybe good work.
Mm-hmm. So there are all kinds of programs out there. How do people help then? How do people get up and step up assistance to access? And what is it you need the most of now? Is cash the greatest need more than people making donations of food itself?
Yeah, so I appreciate Will mentioning our website. It is full of information, and you know, from our perspective, like, of course we appreciate anything that people can give food wise, but cash is very helpful because we do have the ability to parlay that into more food than you would be able to get at your local grocery store. You know, we have some purchasing power, if you will. And so for us, we can use that more effectively, and we can get the foods that we need at the time. So, you know, if we put out a call for peanut butter and we get, you know, half a warehouse full of peanut butter, then we need to have new product coming in. And so for us to be able to make those decisions when they're needed is useful. So we've actually just launched, we were kind of holding on to it for later in the year, but with all of this happening, we just launched a virtual food drive on our website. So if you do go to accesshelps.org, I believe it's the first banner that pops up even, you can go in and actually shop for foods that you would like to purchase for access to, you know, to get out to the community. If you do have donations that you want to make in person, we of course are delighted to take those too. And that website will tell you where those donations can be taken. And I think earlier we were talking about protein items. Those are most difficult ones for us to kind of keep on hand. So in terms of product, peanut butter, canned meat, canned tuna, that kind of thing, those are always very, very useful to us.
Okay. I was going to ask you about proteins because here again, yeah, the empty calorie thing. And I know there's things that I reach for and I need some comforting are not the best things for blood sugar or arteries,
yeah,
or waistline.
Right. Yep. Yeah. But protein's good for energy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the above. And then, Will, you can relate. You probably have to go heavier with the protein.
Definitely.
Okay.
My favorite.
Let's talk about then what you've got in the zucchini lasagna. So you got four zucchini or yellow summer squash sliced thin lengthwise, salted to reduce water content. Talk about that part.
So this is the one thing. And I think I had a bad zucchini lasagna once in my life. And, you know, it's just, they're like 90% water. So if you don't take the time to either grill them or dry them in an oven, or you can salt them and blot them on paper towels, if you don't do that, you just end up with this very soupy, watery lasagna, which is, I don't think, anybody's favorite. But if you do take the time and really let that salt draw that moisture out of the zucchini, you can blot it off, comes right off, it doesn't penetrate the vegetable. And then it actually, when you're ready to layer, those slices of zucchini look, almost feel exactly like the texture of a cooked lasagna noodle. Very similar.
All right, so it's the usual stuff in lasagna. So your favorite marinara, homemade or store bought mushrooms, or this is Italian sausage or vegan sausage. Okay, there is some stuff in there.
You can make it completely vegetarian if you wish.
You probably noticed the same thing I noticed when you were typing up the recipe, though, is that you keep getting the misspelling wrinkle under the word Parmesan. I guess it wants to capitalize Parmesan.
Exactly. Sorry about that.
All right. So what kind of prep before you put this all in the oven in a big batch? What do you have to do to the zucchini before it gets into that pile?
Yeah. So once you've taken the time of really reducing that moisture of the zucchini, you can lay out all your stuff. You're going to make your ricotta mixture with your egg. And then you also have your sauce. So that could be homemade or store-bought. And then it's the same procedure as you would use for noodles. You a layer of sauce on the bottom, a layer of zucchini, then your ricotta mixture, your mozzarella, and then you do another layer. So this is a three-layer zucchini noodle. And it's just, it was really good. And I quadrupled the recipe and made one for one of those disposable foil pans. Mm-hmm. And that could probably feed 40 people, and I took that up to a little evacuation center at the Hawthorne Park in Medford. And they were, I went and asked them first if that would be helpful. And they said, bring it on up.
Okay, good. And it doesn't look like it would take very long to prepare this either.
No, and it cooks fast too. It's delicious.
All right. So, Marcy, I'm looking at the page for the virtual food drives at Access. It looks like you can kind of tailor make one, is what you were saying.
Yeah, you can. So you can choose, you know, something if you want to focus on a particular type of food product. But you can also, one of the delightful things about it is you can actually create your own virtual fundraiser or virtual food drive, and you can even get into competition with people if you want. So you can create one on your own. You can create a team. You can set a goal to, you know, that you want to raise, and it's really.
Let me interject that you can see other people's fundraisers, and you can actually donate to specific businesses. You'll recognize there's many local businesses that have fundraisers going right now.
Right. Okay, yeah. In fact, we also heard from Rogue Food Unites yesterday. Adam Danforth, who's been on the program in the past, butcher, author, cook, is organizing people from food businesses, farms, cultural organizations to do some meal preparation and delivery. So we're going to be hearing more about Rogue Food Unites on future programs as well. How have the donations been since the fires hit, Marcy?
Yeah, again, such a generous community that we live in. Our donations have been just incredible. People have just stepped up in remarkable ways, and you've seen this out in the community as well. So again, any dollar that is given to us to help in this situation will be used well and used in the community. So I can't give specifics. I would have to check with our development department, but I know we've had tremendous outpouring of support.
All right. So wow. So maybe next year sometime you'll get a chance to feel what normal feels like in the old sense.
maybe.
Right. Okay. Will any further details? I'm going to move off to a fire update here before the hour ends. But if anything else you want to throw in here at the end?
Get involved as best you can. There's many, many things to do right now.
Okay, there are indeed lots of efforts going on. Will Smith always got his ear on the ground about what's going on with food, but also the people who need food right now. So switched over to a more addressing the hunger of the community issue this month to get his zucchini lasagna recipe in there. Will, thanks for setting this up. Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, the pictures are amazing. And Marcy Champion is the Access Food Programs Director. Marcy, thank you.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Okay, good to have you both on.